From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Last week, you might have heard news that the Biden administration is considering a ban on gas stoves, citing health fears as the main reason. Well, that's a bit of abridgment. This was first reported by Bloomberg News last Monday. A member of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission told Bloomberg that a ban was on the table amid rising concerns over indoor air pollutants emitted by these gas appliances. But a couple days later, the White House came out with a statement saying, "The president does not support banning gas stoves, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which is independent, is not banning gas stoves." Well, it took about 5 minutes for this to become the latest front in the so-called culture wars, with commentary ranging from "think of the children" to "you can pry my gas stove from my cold, dead hands." This is an important question for Illinois, where 2 out of every 3 households features a gas stove over an alternative, among the highest rates in the nation, according to data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. In part, that's on account of our use of natural gas for winter heating, but maybe we're all just also under the sway of the idea that the only way to cook is with gas, as this gem from the 1980s told us.
Gas! Cooking with gas. Gas.
Cooking with gas. Gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas. Gas is so hot it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook. That's what I was taught. Now here's a fact you should have to know to pass. 9 out of 10 chefs only cook with gas. Why is that, you say? Can I cook my way? The benefits we have to tell will really make your day. So listen, class, because we're gonna go fast. Here are all the reasons you should cook with gas.
That's what I was taught, too. Joining us now to talk about cooking with gas versus cooking with electric or induction is Sheena Martinet, Assistant Professor of Kinesiology and Community Health at the College of Applied Health Sciences at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. She's an expert on indoor air quality. Sheena, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian. I'm excited to be here.
Also with us is Cara Finelli, the owner and executive chef of Farmhouse Academy, which offers culinary classes for children and adults in Mokena, Illinois. Cara, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
And finally, we're joined by Seth Whitehead, the executive director of the Illinois Petroleum Resources Board, an organization that promotes the oil and gas industry. Seth, welcome to the 21st Show to you too.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, we're going to be hearing from you throughout. We asked our text messaging group about this topic, got a lot of great responses, but we also invite you to join us live now at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. We want to know how you cook your food. Do you stand by a gas stove? Are you using electric, or maybe you've made the jump to induction? And we'll talk about what that is if you're not familiar with it. But are you also worried about some of the health concerns raised by gas stoves? Again, 800-222-9455 is the number to join us now. So I want to start with the cooking side of this. And Cara, so I'm going to begin with you. As a chef, where are you on gas stoves in the kitchen?
So I personally cook with gas at home. And I also have been of the belief that gas is the best way to cook. But technology has changed in the past few years in terms of electric cooking. So now when you talk electric cooking, we don't only have traditional electric stovetops. We now have an option that's induction cooking. And I have, at Farmhouse Academy, we use exclusively induction. And so I'm using induction there and I'm using gas at home. And I much prefer the induction after I learned it and started to use it. And all three methods have their pros and cons. And there's good and bad things about all of them. I personally cook on both, though.
So let's talk about what the differences are. So I think everyone's familiar with electric. It's those hot red coils or maybe a glass surface. We know what gas is. What is induction? How does that work?
So induction is a new technology. It's electromagnetic technology. It uses the same electrical requirements as your traditional electric cooktops. So there's nothing special that you would need to do to switch from traditional electric to induction. But induction is far safer than both gas and electric. It's much more energy efficient. You're talking about 90% efficient in terms of energy, and it uses electromagnetic technology to heat up the pan. So the great thing about induction in terms of if you have pets or kids in the household is the cooktop stays cool. The only part of the cooktop that gets hot is what is actually touching your pan or your pot, and they're virtually impossible to start on fire. So that is great as well. So they definitely are superior over traditional electric and gas. And I think that there is a trend in induction cooktop being used in households and in the restaurant and hospitality industry that you're going to see more and more in the coming years.
All right, let's talk then about why we're having this conversation, which is some of these concerns about air quality. And I'm just going to read briefly from this Bloomberg article, which said natural gas stoves, which are used in about 40% of homes in the U.S., and I'm just going to add here much higher percentage than that, about 67% in Illinois, emit, and that is numbers from the Energy Information Administration. Basically, the concern is, going back to Bloomberg again, they emit air pollutants such as nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, fine particulate matter at levels the EPA and World Health Organization have said are unsafe and linked to respiratory illness, cardiovascular problems, cancer, and other health concerns, according to reports by groups such as the Institute for Policy Integrity and the American Chemical Society. The Bloomberg article goes on to say that Consumer Reports magazine is now urging customers planning to buy a new range to consider going electric after finding high levels of nitrogen oxide gases from stove. And it says that there's new peer-reviewed research published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health that found that more than 12% of current childhood asthma cases in the U.S. can be attributed to gas stove use. That's from Bloomberg. So, Sheena, let's talk about that. What are some of the health concerns? Break it down for us about using a gas stove.
Absolutely, yeah. So the primary pollutant that we seem to be talking about most these days is nitrogen dioxide or oxides of nitrogen. And oxides of nitrogen actually come from any source of combustion. So they come from your gas-powered vehicle, they come from your furnace, they come from power plants that use fossil fuels. They're really everywhere. And your gas stove is no exception. So when we burn natural gas in our stoves, one of the byproducts are these nitrogen oxides. And they are primarily a respiratory irritant. So we know from years of research that they can aggravate symptoms of asthma in people with asthma. They can aggravate COPD. They can cause other kinds of respiratory irritation. And some of these more recent studies have demonstrated associations between asthma onset, particularly in children, and longer-term exposures to these oxides of nitrogen. We have evidence from traffic emissions as well as indoor nitrogen dioxide sources. And long-term or sustained exposure to oxides of nitrogen can cause all sorts of respiratory health effects. They're known to cause inflammation in the respiratory tract. They can cause airway remodeling, especially in younger children. And those types of health outcomes are what we think might be leading to these asthma cases. Of course, there's a lot of research that still needs to be done, but we are seeing some pretty good evidence of these long-term respiratory health effects. Other pollutants. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say there are other pollutants that come from these natural gas stoves as well. We know that even when they're in their off state, when you're not using them, they are leaking very small amounts of methane, which is a greenhouse gas, but also causes health problems, can lead to dizziness, headaches, fatigue. Another important pollutant that comes from these natural gas stoves are just CO2 emissions. Anytime you burn anything, you're generating CO2. CO2 indoors is linked to fatigue, respiratory irritation, other types of health outcomes. So there's a lot going on here. Not exclusive to gas stoves. Any source of combustion will contribute to these, but because our gas stoves are not typically vented, they're a major source within our homes.
All right, let me take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about this debate that seemed to come out of nowhere, although it's been brewing in the background in the academic literature and some circles for quite a while now. But it's the question of whether natural gas stoves are safe and whether they are a hazard based on air pollutants, as we've been discussing. We're talking about this with Sheena Martinez. Martinet, who is a assistant professor at the University of Illinois, specialist in indoor air quality. Also, Cara Finelli, the owner and executive chef of Farmhouse Academy in Mokena. And Seth Whitehead, executive director of the Illinois Petroleum Resources Board, which promotes the oil and gas industry in Illinois. 800-222-9455 if you want to join us. That's 800-222-9455. Seth, I want to bring you into the conversation now. What was your reaction when you first saw this bubbling up last week?
I really honestly saw this sort of reaction coming, and it was kind of characterized as this partisan reaction, basically overreaction. But, you know, I don't really feel it that that's been the case. I feel like the restaurant industry isn't tied to a particular political party or the oil and gas industry, and they've come out very vocally opposed to this sort of suggestion. And, you know, I just look at this sort of controversy, this statement was kind of driven by really three recent studies. Now, the study that had that figure of 12.7% of childhood asthma cases being attributable to natural gas stoves. I'd just like to clarify, the lead author of that RMI study stated this week that that study does not assume or estimate a causal relationship. And that study's been criticized for not considering other environmental factors that can cause asthma. And it's important to note that's a literary review of 27 past studies, and it didn't include the most comprehensive study on the subject, the International Study of Asthma and Allergies in Childhood, which found no evidence of an association between the use of gas and cooking fuel and in either asthma symptoms or asthma diagnosis. There's a couple other studies, the Stanford study that got a lot of attention. That study, the researchers encased the kitchen in plastic sheets with no ventilation. There was a UCLA study that got a lot of attention that also assumed no ventilation. So really, I think lost in all this is the fact that proper ventilation range hoods and using those as is recommended by most manufacturers as a simple solution, as was mentioned earlier, the emissions from cooking itself actually exceed that from a natural gas range by many orders of magnitude. And really, that's going to be the case where you cook with electric, gas, or whatever. So it all comes back to just proper ventilation, I think, is a simple solution to this issue.
I want to come back to that question of ventilation, but Sheena Martinet, before we get to that, talk about what Seth was saying there about some of the studies. Do you have some of the concerns that he does about the way they were done?
I think it's important to not put all of our emphasis on a single study. I think every study, especially in observational, with observational designs, have their limitations. I think when we look at the totality of evidence, though, when we look at NO2 exposures from traffic emissions and from household sources like combustion stoves, when we look at NO2 from power plants and other sources, we start to see a totality of evidence that is pointing to these respiratory health effects. For example, the American Thoracic Society held a workshop a few years ago trying to understand the mechanistic relationship between NO2 and asthma symptoms and asthma development. And there's a pretty good body of evidence there suggesting that things like epigenetic changes, airway remodeling and inflammation induced by NO2 exposures can contribute to the development of asthma. And so I think it's important that we not look at individual studies as our main source of evidence, but really look at the totality of information that's out there. We are seeing pretty strong associations, regardless of the source of NO2, between NO2 exposure and respiratory health effects.
Cara Finelli, when you said it, your business, Farmhouse Academy, it's all induction. Did you consider gas? Because most restaurants, I think, still do, or sort of commercial environments do often use gas stoves, right?
Yes. And we did not actually consider gas. We teach kids and adults how to cook. And having learned about the induction technology, it was just a much safer option. The fire department was really happy that we were using induction as opposed to gas in our facility. And we also liked the option of having the portable induction cooktops. So we use portable induction cooktops that we can kind of move around our facility based on where we need them. And so it wasn't even really a consideration for us, having learned about the induction technology and what it can offer in terms of safety for our facility. So gas was never really an option. We kind of went into it and was sure that we wanted to use induction, and it's worked fantastic for us.
All right, we need to take a break. We're going to continue this conversation when we return. 800-222-9455 if you want to join us on the program today. Let me say that again. 800-222-9455. Where are you on gas and electric? We got a text from John in Iliopolis who said, "My wife and I both enjoy cooking on our gas stove. We live in the country, so it's propane. We're not too concerned about health risks." Where are you on that question? Or are you going to electric and not looking back? 800-222-9455. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about a big news story last week that a member of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission told Bloomberg News that the commission was looking deeply into gas stoves, natural gas stoves, and whether they were an indoor air pollution hazard. There have been a number of studies that found hazardous levels of pollution, a possible link to a certain 12-13% of childhood asthma cases, by one sort of meta-analysis, found were connected to gas stove use. The White House and the federal government says no one is banning gas stoves. Certainly no one anywhere that I know of is sort of taking away gas stoves if people already own them. A number of cities and other local governments have banned gas stoves in new construction. So you have to get electric or induction in new construction. But again, no one is taking away existing gas stoves that I've seen any reporting of that. We're talking about this with an expert in indoor air quality from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. That's Assistant Professor Sheena Martinet, who's in kinesiology and community health at the College of Applied Health Sciences there at U of I in Urbana. Also, Cara Finelli, the owner and executive chef of Farmhouse Academy, which teaches cooking classes for children and adults in Mokena in the south suburbs of Chicago, and Seth Whitehead, executive director of the Illinois Petroleum Resources Board, which is an organization that promotes the oil and gas industry. 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation. 800-222-9455. And let's go to the phones now. Joseph in Mahomet is calling in on line four. Joseph, thanks for calling in.
Yes, hello. My question is this. I understand how induction cooking works on the surface units. Does it work in the ovens? I don't see how that works. If you could explain that, I'd appreciate it a lot.
Great question. So, Cara Finelli, can you answer that? What if you have an induction range top, what do you do for the oven?
Yeah, so technically, electric version of ovens doesn't use that same induction technology. The induction cooktop, induction just works on the cooktop. For an oven, we have electric ovens or convection ovens, which are also a form of electric ovens. And in terms of ovens, electric oven cooking is, personally, I prefer it. Convection ovens in particular are a great way to cook. It provides a nice even cooking temperature and whatnot. So you would have, if you had an induction cooktop, then you would have some form of electric oven. The best of those options would be a convection oven, which is electric.
And that's not uncommon. I know a few people in my family, including the house we bought that came with this, have a gas range top, but an electric oven, because that's considered better for baking, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And we got another question. A caller didn't want to go on air, but Susan called in from Bloomington and asked about health concerns relating to gas furnaces. So, Sheena, what about that? Are furnaces and fireplaces the same sort of concern as gas stoves, or is that different somehow?
Yeah, so any source of combustion in your home, your gas furnace, your fireplace, your gas water heater, they have the potential to generate these types of pollutants as well. Typically, what happens with your water heater and your furnace is that they are vented outside. They're required to be vented. The difference with your gas stove is that outside of the ventilation that you choose to use, your range hood, for example, gas stoves aren't required to be ventilated. So if you have a gas furnace, we always recommend that you get it inspected periodically to make sure that the ventilation is functioning properly and that those pollutants aren't making their way inside your home. But yeah, any source of combustion is going to be a source of these types of pollutants.
Well, that's a good point. Seth, you were mentioning this earlier, the importance of ventilation. Do you want to say more about that and what some of the recommendations and requirements are, and you know what's voluntary and what is mandatory for that in terms of installation?
Yeah, with regard to gas furnaces, I heat my home with a gas furnace. It is ventilated outside, and it's up to all the specs that the local company that installed it walked me through it. And I don't have the details in front of me, but it's up to compliance. Also, I have a carbon monoxide detector here in my home office that I'm sitting in right now. So that monitors any sort of carbon monoxide emissions, and if they exceed any or at a dangerous level. So, and I just like to point out, you know, the natural gas heating remains the most affordable option for home heating. And that's why it's so popular in Illinois and throughout the United States. I believe the latest figure I saw, 8 out of 10 homes in Illinois heat with natural gas. So that's a very important factor to remember, the affordability of it.
No, that is a good point. And we did hear from a text message we got from a listener, Tommy in Urbana, who said, "We've known about cooking appliance hazards and would change tomorrow if they were free. Most people would move to a state-of-the-art dwelling with all the new things, but are held back by affordability." I don't know if you can talk about that. I mean, induction stovetops are still more expensive. Plus, you need to get special pots and pans to work with them, right?
Yes. And for induction pots and pans, it's not that there is one specific, you know, this is in you know, induction specific pot and pan. It's likely that people in their household already have some pans that would cook on induction. As long as a magnet sticks to the bottom of your pan or your pot, it will work on induction. So it needs that that magnetic aspect to it. But you can use cast iron on induction and stainless steel pots and pans on induction. And there are special pans that are made, you know, with a surface on the bottom that would conduct properly for induction. So it's not that it's one specific like pot or pan that you have to buy. There's a lot of cookware out there that does work on induction, and it's marked as so now as well. So they have, there's a little symbol that tells you whether it works on induction, just like gas and electric have those as well. So they're making it a lot easier to navigate that whole thing as induction cooktops become more popular.
Let me ask, go back to this question of ventilation, because I think that's an important aspect of this. And Sheena Martinet, I understand the recommendation is have that ventilation on if it vents to the outside. But can you talk about the difference of like, does everyone have that, right? Because I mean, some range hoods I've seen just sort of recirculate the air back in the room that you're standing in? I don't know if that would necessarily do anything to filter out these pollutants. Should people have a window open? What are the recommendations there?
Yeah, so there are a lot of recommendations. Most types of hoods that people might have, they either vent outside, so you'll see sort of a pyramid-shaped hood over your range, and that will vent outside. Others do ventilate back, they kind of recirculate the air. So the most common type might be if you have a microwave above your range and there's a small filter underneath that microwave. The best type of ventilation is, of course, the one that moves the air outside. Alternatively, you can open a window. The types of hoods that kind of recirculate the air through a filter can remove some of the pollutants, but they certainly don't remove as many as those that move the air outside. One thing we know about ventilation is it's highly recommended, but few people actually use the range hoods and other ventilation methods when they're cooking. Some studies estimate fewer than half of people regularly use their hoods when they cook. A lot of times we're triggered to use that ventilation when something starts smoking or there's a lot of particulate matter, and we don't routinely turn them on. Even when people say they use their ventilation often, they tend to not use it as much as they report that they do. But easy recommendations: open a window when you're cooking, use that range hood, even if it's the type that recirculates air within your home. That can do some to reduce those pollutants. And if you have the ability to upgrade your range hood to one that ventilates outside, that's even better.
Yeah, I got to say, I don't know about yours, but we have a pretty good range hood. Again, we bought this house with somebody who is clearly more into cooking than I am, and put in some fancier stuff. But it sounds like you're next to a prop airplane starting up when you turn the thing on. And I got to say, it's not pleasant to be cooking with that thing going. I don't know if you hear that from people as a reason that they don't do it or what.
Yeah, it's the desire to keep the house envelope kind of closed, especially when we're paying a lot of money to heat and cool our homes. We don't want to just be sending that air outside. It has to do with noise. Some people just don't think about it or don't think that it would help with the indoor air quality unless something is smoking, unless there's a noticeable issue with the air quality.
So we did, I mentioned that we reached out to, or maybe I didn't mention yet, we did reach out to the Illinois EPA and the federal EPA and got a statement, which again recommends following your stove service and maintenance procedures. We also reached out to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and asked if they wanted to be a part of our conversation. They declined, but they did send a statement that says, in part, CPSC is researching gas emissions in stoves and exploring new ways to address any health risks. CPSC also is actively engaged in strengthening voluntary safety standards for gas stoves. This spring, we'll be asking the public to provide us with information about gas stove emissions and potential solutions for reducing any associated risks. You know, I think this leads into a broader question, though, and we got this from Anne in East Peoria by text message, who said, I'm more concerned about pollution and climate change. Just because it's what you're used to doesn't seem like a good way to make decisions that impact others. Seth, what about that? I mean, gas stoves, we've been talking about this from a sort of indoor air quality perspective. You do also hear people saying that, you know, ultimately we need to transition away from gas furnaces and fireplaces and stoves for the sake of the climate.
Yeah, and honestly, I think this is where this all leads back to the health concerns that were basically seemingly manufactured out of nowhere this past week. It really tracks back to just there's a movement to electrify everything and to do away with all hydrocarbons, fossil fuels. And I think that's what's driven this. I have a hard time believing that a huge percentage of carbon emissions are from gas stoves. I think that there definitely are ways to reduce emissions, and that's important. But you know, I think that what we need to understand is that natural gas is going to be a big part of our energy mix for decades. We're going to need natural gas to back up wind and solar. It's a cliche, but the sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow, and it is an intermittent energy source, so we'll need a backup. So either it will have to be natural gas or nuclear energy. So, you know, I think that's where this controversy started. And going back to the health controversy, the EPA's website states, where they're designed to burn natural gas or propane, natural gas stoves burn very cleanly, emitting very little pollution. So even the EPA had that posted before this all came out recently. And there's a viral picture of Jill Biden cooking on a gas range. So I think that the health concerns is it traces back to this sort of electrify everything movement, which is why nearly 100 U.S. cities and counties have adopted policies restricting the use of gas-powered stoves.
Sheena, how about that? We only have a few minutes remaining. What advice do you have to people? I mean, is this a concern where, like, you know, people should be thinking very seriously, like now, like put everything else aside in your household budget and work on replacing your stove with an induction or electric model, or you know, as long as you have ventilation? What do you recommend to people who say that they are hearing these reports and studies and they're worried about what's out there?
Absolutely. I say start where you can. If replacing your gas stove with an electric or induction range is not feasible for you right now, take the steps that you can to improve the ventilation. Use your range hood, open a window when you're cooking. You may be interested in taking advantage. I believe the Inflation Reduction Act is offering a rebate or a credit for lower income homes if they choose to replace their gas powered range with something that's electric or induction. So there are opportunities there as well. There are things you can do to improve overall indoor air quality in your home. You can use an air cleaner with a charcoal filter, a HEPA filter. Start small, start where you are. If you have children, definitely make sure you're opening windows or using that ventilation when you cook. Make sure you get your gas furnace or your gas water heater checked. It's really about doing what you can with what you have.
And Kara, can I ask you, you said you're still cooking with gas at home. Is that something you've considered replacing? And does this latest, you know, sort of round of public awareness and conversation give you any thoughts in that regard?
Yes, I actually have every intention to replace our gas range with induction as soon as I kind of have the time and resources to do it. We just purchased our house about a year ago, and one of the things I was hoping to have was an induction cooktop, but they are still pretty rare in households. So I am planning on replacing our gas with induction. I was, the studies and the research that just came out did pique my interest because I have a son and a husband who are asthmatic. And in our starter home that we just moved out of, we did not have proper ventilation for our gas range. We did end up getting it, but by the time we had moved out. So I thought it was, you know, really interesting. And I will be absolutely switching to induction. My oven is already electric, and I induction just solves so many of the problems that come along with cooking with gas or traditional electric that if it's something that you can do or work towards, I highly recommend it because it is definitely, in my opinion, the superior way of cooking on a cooktop.
Kara Finelli is owner and executive chef at Farmhouse Academy in Mokena, Illinois. We've also been speaking with Seth Whitehead, executive director of the Illinois Petroleum Resources Board, and Sheena Martinet, assistant professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in the College of Applied Health Sciences. She's an indoor air quality expert. Sheena, Seth, and Kara, thank you so much for being with us to talk about this today on The 21st Show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More to come after a short break. We're going to be revisiting our conversation on running apps and privacy. Maybe some of you got some new gadgets over the holidays. Maybe you're pursuing a New Year's resolution to stay healthier and are out running more. We're going to talk about some of the risks associated with those gadgets and apps. That's coming up after a short break. It's The 21st Show. Stay with us.